it's common to see blood on the sidewalk everywhere, you know, when you're walking. You know, I've been diagnosed with PTSD since I've been here.
Inside Alabama's prisons, there's a reality many of us know nothing about. The daily life of men behind bars and the people who guard them.
As a correction officer, you gotta know how to fight. You are going to be in hand-to-hand combat.
Prisons are violent. Alabama's stand out. Federal officials say they're among the most violent prisons in the country. Take just 1 week inside Alabama's prisons. It's a week in 2017. On Friday, two men repeatedly stab another in the back of a prison dormitory. The victim screams. Other men bang on the door for help. But guards don't get there in time. The man bleeds to death. That same day, at a different prison, a man is injured so badly, he's airlifted to a hospital. On Saturday, four men attack another man. Sunday, a man is beaten with metal locks while sleeping in his bed. Tuesday, a man sets fire to another man's blanket. Wednesday, a man is sexually assaulted in an isolation cell. Thursday, four men attack another, and one man dies of a drug overdose. That was just 1 week inside Alabama's prisons, and just some of the violence that occurred. We know about that week because the U.S. Department of Justice used it as an example to show how unsafe Alabama's prisons are. It was part of a report the department released in 2019.
The Department of Justice says conditions in Alabama prisons are unsafe.
They discovered high rates of violence in the prisons, sexual abuse.
The federal government called the Alabama Department of Corrections a broken system.
The report says prison conditions pose a substantial risk of serious harm, and the state of Alabama is deliberately indifferent to that harm. The state's prison crisis was set in motion decades ago. Now, it's at a tipping point. In this podcast, we'll hear from men on the inside. They live a reality we've all helped shape with our money and our laws. It's a system many say is broken. And if Alabama officials can't fix it, the federal government could force them to. From WBHM in Birmingham, this is Deliberate Indifference, the story of Alabama's prison crisis and the people inside it. I'm Mary Scott Hodgen. In this episode, we'll see what life looks like behind bars and what happens when prison violence turns deadly. Bianca Ladd lives in an apartment north of Birmingham, Alabama. She's 31 years old. She's small in stature, but has a big personality. Ladd grew up in Birmingham and was close to her older brother, Brandon. They lived in separate homes, but most weekends they would stay together at their aunt's house. And Ladd says they had a Saturday routine.
We'd get up, have breakfast, you know, and then we always go to the mall. We always go to the Galleria Mall.
The Galleria is this big mall outside of Birmingham. It's where Bianca Ladd and her brother would hang out. She remembers one day specifically, they were both in their teens. They went to the Galleria, and her brother was on a mission.
And I never forget it. My brother wanted some shoes. He wanted some Charles Barkley shoes. And my aunt, she made sure that she got him the shoes that he wanted. And he used to love to wear headbands. Like, so I think the shoes was blue and white. He ended up getting like a blue headband to go with it. Like a nice shirt. Because my brother, he used to love to dress nice.
She says her brother liked to make people happy. He liked to make them laugh. The siblings were close, just 2 years apart. They went through some rough times together. Ladd says their mom struggled with an addiction to crack cocaine. It was especially hard on her brother.
Brandon and my mom, they was more closer than, like, to anybody. Like, my mom, we all had, like, a relationship with her, but her and Brandon, they was, like, two peas in a pot. Because Brandon saw her high, he saw her sober, he saw her up, he saw her down, he saw her through it all.
Their mom died in 2004. Ladd says she was hit and killed by a train.
And I think he was angry, like angry, wanted to lash out on somebody. And I think this one led him to rob.
2 years later, when Brandon Ladd was 17, he got his first felony conviction, armed robbery. He served almost 3 years in prison. In 2010, Ladd was out on probation when he was convicted of armed burglary and kidnapping. This time, he was sentenced to 23 years.
The last time I saw my brother Ladd, actually when he went to prison. Yes, that was the last time I saw him.
Brandon Ladd became one of thousands of men locked up in Alabama's prison system. It's a punishment that can mean much more than losing your freedom. Most people have never been inside a prison. The buildings are tucked away, out of sight. There are rows of electric fences, walls, and gates. In Alabama, there are 13 major prisons for men, and they're scattered across the state in mostly rural areas. Kilby Correctional Facility sits beside a two-lane road outside of Montgomery, the state's capital. I toured Kilby in March of 2019. It was the first time I'd been in a prison. In a lobby area, a woman takes my keys and my ID.
You doing okay today?
That's Samantha Rose. At the time, she was a public relations specialist with the Alabama Department of Corrections.
Hey, Warden. You doing okay?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm Mary Scott.
Hey, Warden Bowling.
Nice to meet you.
Leon Bowling is a big guy, soft-spoken. He'd been with the department for decades. In 2019, he was the warden at Kilby. He's since retired. Bowling leads the tour as we walk around the prison. Kilby is the intake center. So when there's not a pandemic going on, it's the first stop for every man sentenced to prison in Alabama.
This is our receiving unit. Inmate comes through the back gate.
When men first get to Kilby, they go to the receiving unit to turn over any property, get their hair cut, and take a shower. There's an announcement when we walk in.
Female! Got a female coming in.
There's me with my recorder and headphones, accompanied by a PR specialist and the warden. Inside, men sit in holding cells, waiting to hear their names called.
They'll process the inmate, and if he came from a county jail, you know, they go from cage one. We start out at cage one, and then they go to cage two, and then they three, and then they work their way back. These guys are ready to go to population and go back, go to...
Everybody's so quiet.
It's a resume, you know, intake, right?
Yeah.
It's intake is the fear of the unknown. You don't know what's
still
going to happen.
Some of them haven't been in prison before, so that's the fear.
Right. But you do have a lot of recidivism. People have been here 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. So they basically know the routine at that point in time. But the newer inmates is, they kind of...
It's intimidating.
Yeah, very much so.
I can only imagine what these guys are thinking as they sit behind bars waiting to enter prison. Intimidating is one word. And according to federal investigators, they certainly have reason to fear. U.S. justice officials say incarcerated men stab, beat, and rape each other. But people inside Alabama's prisons don't need to read a report about the violence. They see it almost every day. Over the past several years, I've talked with many people for this podcast, including people locked up in Alabama's prisons. I've written them letters and gave them a phone number so they can call me collect using the prison phone system. The only way to talk is when they call me. Jim George is one of the first men who called. He's incarcerated at Donaldson Correctional Facility. George is 72 years old and has served more than 40 years in Alabama's prisons, for a string of crimes including burglary, robbery, and attempted escape. George says he cannot even count how many men he's seen killed over the years, and he's been injured many times.
Several fights, I've been cut, I've been stabbed. It's not a safe place.
At another prison called Fountain Correctional Facility, I heard from 33-year-old Alonzo Goines. He's serving a 20-year sentence for armed robbery.
I've been stabbed since I've been in prison. I was stabbed in my sleep.
Goyne says one of the biggest problems is overcrowding.
It's just too many individuals in one dorm.
Overcrowding is one of the key issues raised by federal justice officials. It's mentioned over and over again in their report. They say Alabama has one of the most overcrowded prison systems in the nation. To give an example, one of the state's most overcrowded prisons, Staten Correctional Facility, was designed for about 500 men. According to recent data, it houses more than 1,000. The problem has been mounting for decades. To make room for all the extra bodies, prison officials have turned gymnasiums into dormitories. Spaces originally built for storage or manufacturing are now stacked wall to wall with bunk beds. Another inmate, James, asked us not to use his last name for fear of retribution by other inmates or prison staff.
The dorm I'm in has roughly about 190 people in it. You know, probably 3 feet apart. We're packed in here like sardines.
I've talked with a number of men in Alabama prisons who describe a wide range of conditions. They say some housing units are worse than others. James says he lives in one of the less chaotic dorms.
But the other ones, there's no structure. You got guys sleeping on the floor, you know, and that's normal. There's no control as far as the officers.
It's not just that Alabama's prisons are overcrowded. They are dangerously understaffed. This is all documented in that report I talked about earlier. According to U.S. justice officials, staffing ratios are so low in some dormitories, the state is essentially providing no security for prisoners. The report says dorms housing up to 180 men are often unsupervised for hours or shifts at a time. Not only does the staffing shortage create a dangerous environment for incarcerated people, it puts the security staff at risk. Kevin Moore worked in one of Alabama's maximum security prisons for almost 10 years before he quit in 2020. He says he never felt safe.
I always feared for my life. I always feared for my life in corrections. It was not at one point that I did not. I told my wife daily, I love you. I may make it home, I may not.
Officers have been stabbed and beaten. In recent years, one correctional officer was killed on the job. Many officers say they know inmates have contraband, like drugs and cell phones. They know men are assaulting and attacking one another. But they say there's only so much that they can do to stop it, because they are so outnumbered. Another officer I talked to still works at one of Alabama's maximum security prisons. He asked us not to use his name for fear of losing his job.
If you're sitting in a dorm with 200 inmates and you're one officer, it's nothing for those guys to, you know, get one over on you. So sometimes you may have to let some things kind of slide between the lines as far as, like, the official rules are concerned.
U.S. justice officials say in recent years, the amount of violence inside Alabama's prisons has been much higher than in many other states. And since they sounded the alarm, homicide numbers are up. In fiscal year 2019, at least 11 men died at the hands of other prisoners. In fiscal year 2020, the number increased to 16. And justice officials say Alabama does not even report all prisoner-on-prisoner homicides. Its investigation outlines at least 3 cases where prison staff reported that men had died from natural causes, but the men had all died as a result of being beaten or stabbed. Federal investigators say the state's record-keeping and crime classification are inadequate. Prison officials deny these allegations. The Alabama Department of Corrections has acknowledged many of the issues raised by the federal investigation. State corrections leaders say they're actively working to remedy the concerns. The Department of Justice says overcrowding and understaffing drive the rampant violence inside Alabama's prisons, which we'll talk more about in future episodes. But there are other factors at play. The feds detail chronic mismanagement and corruption among staff. There's contraband coming into state facilities. That includes drugs, homemade weapons, and cell phones. The federal report goes into excruciating detail about the violence. Men stabbed in the head, repeatedly raped, even tied up and tortured in the back of dormitories. It's difficult to read and hard to fathom. But the report leaves no doubt. Alabama's prisons are dangerous and chaotic. And inside, men are traumatized. Some are killed. After a break, how one life ended inside an Alabama prison, and how the U.S. Justice Department's report sparked calls for change. You're listening to Deliberate Indifference from WBHM in Birmingham.